I call them lid boxes, but each of one is tells a story. And again, it was how to translate one of my very visually complex work into line drawing. And that was a challenge because I'm not usually working in that format. So basically, these are line drawings, which are then put through the computer into a digitalized format and like that cut out with these machines, which can do very, very delicate work up to 6 inches thick of metal, which is quite extraordinary. So I've been fascinated by the process and I've used it very extensively for this particular show. I've used it before, but this show will have a very big component of this kind of work. What's fascinating with this computer-generated images is that you can do something very small and blow it up into whatever format you wish. What really thrills me with this work is that you can really cut into metal that's very sturdy and very strong, very, very intricate line drawings. And of course, I had to make a reference in one of them to what happened in Haiti. So one is called, you know, like the collapse of the House of Haiti. I'm a geographer by profession, so, you know, like fault lines and substrata has always been something of interest to me. So I show, you know, like the fault lines beneath this grandiose house and the house completely collapsed by just the shifting of maybe like 2 centimeters, then how much the destruction it can cause. It's presented in a very beautiful kind of floral motif that, you know, like makes it attractive. I've always had this dichotomy in my work where, you know, like whatever the subject I do, there is a great decorative quality to it. And, you know, like, I mean, there's always, you know, like the sense of seduction. I want people to be attracted either by, you know, like colors, forms, and stuff like that. But, you know, like they get a little bit of a punch, you know, like when they get to the theme. Stemming from Africa, the whole religion of Haiti is quite fascinating because, I mean, it's to me, you know, like comparable to the Roman and Greek pantheon, which is full of, you know, like gods and goddesses. So, I mean, that has always been a subject of fascination for me, and I cannot forget them. Here we have one. I mean, he's the poet, the messenger, and he's instead of having words coming out of his mouth, we have, you know, like garlands of flowers. You know, so, you know, it's just very poetic, I think. Another thing for me is with my work is to make sure that people understand that, you know, like all these religions are just, you know, like aspects of humanity. One thing that makes us, you know, like supposedly a high rung in the animal world is the fact that we can speak. And there is a God in every culture, which is related to, you know, like the verb, the talking. And Dambala, it's in Africa. He's like the wise man. He's the one that uses words either, you know, like to create poetry or to tell stories or record history. It's all of these things. I would like to be a poet, but I'm not there yet.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.